Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Previously on Iron Rising. This episode flashed back a few months ago to reveal the Kalvara siblings' secret lives. Celine takes a break, disguising herself to enter the Violet District to meet her secret lover, Kael, a violet artist. Meanwhile, Dorian travels to the Red District to meet his close friend Ross, a red worker whose name originates from his ID number, R055. Ross reveals his desperate fool's gambit, a plan to liberate every single red in the city immediately. We now return to present day, where Celine has just discovered a harsh truth.
Strength is duty.
Duty is order.
Order is gold.
Is gold.
Celine, you need to let me explain.
Celine, you need to let me explain. He says with all the courage he could muster as his body is literally trembling, as well as the room, as well as everything on the floor is trembling.
Her body is extremely vibrating, and you can see that she has these gauntlets on her wrists. The gauntlets are called kinetic amplifiers. So, her power is being wielded through these gauntlets, but it also amplifies them even more. So, what could be a little thing, the room starts to shake, and even like the door handle starts to shake as well. And the sound of people running down the hallway to knock on the door to see what's going on can be heard on the other side of the room.
Icarus, lock the doors.
Celine is shaking.
Icarus is a robot and he's nervous.
She turns her face to look at you. You see her eyes are wide and unblinking. It's like she's looking at you and through you at the same time and not even seeing you. And I think she's about to explode. You see it. As things are starting to lift up around her. She is standing now. The chair that she was once sitting on is shaking. Just all objects are rising as you're seeing her body shake with more anger than you've ever seen. And she's looking at you.
Celine, you need to let me explain.
She is going to explode. Unless you can think of something.
Dorian is going to, against his better judgment, walk towards her with his arms out. He drops his jacket down that would protect him. He taps the shoulder piece where Ajax would protect him. And Ajax reluctantly jumps off of him and hides under the jacket. It's just Dorian in a regular shirt, no protection, with his arms out in a supinated position, like a beggar's pleading hands, holding an invisible hat that's not there for coin or food, looking up at her. Celine, please.
You see the chair that she was sitting on shoots back with lightning speed and goes, and there's like a hairline crack on the window as you say, please.
Celine, I am your brother. I am your blood. I
and
need...
That makes her more angry. And you see one of your computer screens is thrown against the wall, immediately cracks. Second one goes. The third one that was on the wall is stripped from the wall and slams on the ground. There are a lot of people banging on the door now. And you hear it kind of muffled.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Icarus, alert. Alert an evacuation of the building. And Icarus pulls on a piece from the door panel, and an alarm that causes an evacuation begins to ring and bellow throughout the building.
Your feet are beginning to slide back a little bit.
Celine, I was afraid to tell you because of this exact reason. But you know who taught me how to be brave? You know who taught me? You. So here I am, in front of you, right now. Yes. R-O-5-5 is my friend. He is my deep, dark secret. There's a little bit of venom when he says that.
Your body's going to get thrown back unless you can make... This is what I'm going to say.
It sounds like a face danger or a compel.
You can try compel.
And I'm absolutely using heart here, which is only a plus... two, but now it's just a plus one with the minus one. But now he's going to use his heart saying, you know, you taught me to be brave.
You're going up against her because I don't want it to be like, this is weird, like PvP here, right? Because let's say you do a strong hit with a match, but I feel like still she feels this way. I'm going to say my idea is that it's going up against her. It's like a contested role, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it's going up against... She's going to... it's going to be... It's either face danger or it's strike.
Go for the strike. Yeah, you go for the strike. You're in control, I think. You are very much in control of the situation.
Okay, so you go ahead and roll compel at the minus one. I truly think, as you're saying, like... This is my friend. This is my deep, dark secret. It's only making... Like, in her mind, she is not... She's kind of not even here. This is a very much out-of-body experience. And your voice is coming in like an echo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just making her angrier. So go ahead and roll compel. Let's see what happens.
About as good as I thought. Wow, I'm good at rolling poorly. This situation. So yeah, on a miss, they refuse or make a demand that costs me greatly.
She's going to strike, and she's using her, of course, she's using her kinetic abilities. She also has the gauntlets.
A Dorian Kilvaris original.
Yes, Dorian did make those. So I'm going to use them, but I also lose 2 momentum.
Okay.
But the kinetic gauntlets also add another +1.
Do it. Dorian's making sure there's no collateral.
So, it's a weak hit. The move technically says mark progress dice, but this is not like a progress check type thing. So what would we say? We'll just do a regular, like, success with the complication type thing?
Yeah. I think that's what makes sense here.
Okay.
So, what does Celine do on a weak hit?
A success with the complication, I'm going to say Dex gets hurt as well. And he's going to lose a point of health.
Yeah, I think a shockwave sends Dex against the window, and he like hits it and falls down. Doesn't go through it, but like hits it and like bounces off of it.
Yeah. And you can hear the sound of Dex being thrown. You're immediately thrown as well. What do you think happens to you?
I think Dorian gets blasted. I think blasted back against the desk he has there, where the hologram was playing the video. So I think he gets hit. It hits against his back, and he tumbles backwards over it.
Mechanically, what do you think happens?
Mechanically, he definitely takes a health.
Okay. I would say that... I think that Celine takes a hit to her health as well.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think that there is a lot of stuff. I think all at once, there is like this shockwave of explosion that is expelled from her body. And everything in this room is pushed back from her and thrown in different directions. She's hit. There's like different devices you have in this room. You see, she gets like knocked in the head by some metal object. She can't tell. And that, I think that's the thing that snaps her out of it as she like falls to the ground and then everything else falls to the ground.
And the alarm is still going.
Her eyes are wide and she's looking around. Dex. Dex, where are you?
He's over here. Dorian sees Dex pinned under a chair and he crawls over and, like, he's not a small cat, but, like, he picks him up. And he looks.
Don't touch him. I have him. I got him. Come, Dex. Come. I'm sorry. And I go to pick him up. I need to go find help for him. Come. I'm sorry. And she goes to pick him up.
You hurt him.
Don't talk to me.
You need to let me explain.
There is nothing to explain.
There's actually a lot to explain.
4 years! 4 years you've hid this from me.
With good reason, based on how you've reacted.
There is no good reason for this.
Don't you talk to me about breaking the rules. Don't you lecture me about what's forbidden.
A red, Dorian. Not just any red, the red.
I didn't know it was him until I saw him.
You had to have known. You've known something. It's 4 years, Dorian. God damn it.
Celine.
Don't talk to me.
She
throws like stuff out of the way. She has Dex in her arms and she like goes to kick the door open and it slams off the walls and the blues that were on the other side like scatter and I think gets cut.
Oh yeah. I think I guess probably some would have still been there trying to open the door.
Yeah, yeah. And she is like she's barreling out of there with Dex in her arms. Move. And she like shouts at some of the men in their way and they like just scared, frightened. And she has like a little bit of that energy still on her. I think that's what helped like just throw the door off its hinges.
Dorian's gonna rush over to the command, like one of the command podiums in his room that aren't damaged. Calls over Icarus. Icarus, lock every door between here and the exit. Deactivate the elevator.
And she's trying to, she's going to get out of here. Her eyes, Dex is a little hurt. He's still good, but he is still crimson red as she's holding him. And she's looking for, she finds one of the doors and see like there is like some security that are holding the door. She says, open it.
This open is Dorian Kelvaris on the loudspeaker.
Yep.
Do not let her leave. She knows full well if she harms you, she'll be brought before the Grand Arbitrary.
Dorian, I know that you can hear me. Let me out.
I will let you leave when we finish our conversation.
And he's actually... I don't know how I roll for a dick move, but Dorian's gonna... Dorian's going to say...
I have softened all the alarms in the building. No authorities have been alerted to the distress signal. No media is going to be able to get here unless I put the alarm back on. I don't think you want the media here. nor the authorities. Have some sense and come talk to me.
You're not in a position to threaten me right now.
This is where the face danger is going to come in.
Yes.
And I'm going to argue to utilize my tech role, because I am configuring and hacking my own system here. So that I get a +1 on this roll. And if I get a weak hit, I can press my luck to try again. Strong hit.
Mm-hmm.
Take +1 momentum.
What was your goal here?
His goal was to force, not to force him, but basically show you that leaving is a bad idea. So what he's going to do is he's going to send a private message to you on your... Actually, no, he's not going. He's just going to say,
"We don't want our conversation to leak to the media, notably."
Eyes wide open. She sees that there are a couple blues. Actually, it's a couple gray security guards in a security room. They're separated by glass, but there is like some double doors that you know, to let them in and out. She looks at their names. She sees the names Torin and Zevran. "If you don't let me out, I will remember you. And there will be nothing you can do once I hunt for you and your family and find you. Get me out."
That sounds like a compel.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
"My sister is unwell."
That's a weak hit. So they have a counter offer for me.
They look over and they're like, they look at you and they see, like, what does Celine look like right now? As far as like her facial expressions, her condition, what does she look like at this moment?
Oh, absolutely crazy. Just wild, wild-eyed. You can see the breathing, like the breaths are coming hard. And she's holding Dex, which is like this large panther. And Dex is red, so Dex looks scary as well. And so she's holding Dex and just looks crazy. Absolutely crazy.
They look in there. And after hearing what I just said on the intercom,
"I think you might be better to bring down your brother. That way we know the situation is under control. Because right now it does not. We might have to call backup."
"I wish you would call backup. I like a challenge."
You hear Dorian again.
"Celine, this does not have to get worse."
Right now there are metal doors that are stopping her from getting out. They're reinforced, so it's hard. She's going to set Dex down and try to just use force to get those open.
Okay. I was going to say Dorian is going to try to do something too.
What?
I would like to roll check your gear to see if I have a tool that could bring Venture to my building to see if it was damaged in the situation. You know, summon the ship to come to us.
Yeah.
On a guided point system. So I think... that's what he's thinking to do, because he's like, not only do I have to get out of here, but I have to get this situation out of here. So I don't know if you want to roll yours first, and then I'll roll
mine.
No,
go ahead, good.
That is going to be supply, which right now is 5. That is a weak hit, so you have it, but must choose one. Your supply is diminished. It's not quite right. Lose momentum or on a miss, you don't have it, and the situation is more perilous. I'm going to sacrifice resources and say that I do have it. But the damage to my place is, like, I'm actually losing power. And I think the situation, if you were to do what you're doing, I will lose control of the building. Mm-hmm. I can see, like, the levels are going down. Like, the fuel source has been damaged and ruptured.
I feel like this should be, like, a progress track.
It should be. Let's do that.
So I think it should be called family drama, something.
Endure the crash out.
Not just endure it, but we have to get through it.
Break through the breakdown.
Breakthrough, yes.
Or just breakthrough, a breakthrough. And we want to put that at dangerous, formidable?
I'll say dangerous.
Dangerous, okay. I'm going to put at least one mark of progress because I succeeded on getting the ship on the way.
Celine, I guess a breakthrough works for both of us. She's trying to break through these doors.
Yeah, I mean, one way or the other.
Got her. go!
Oh my god, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair.
He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back because right. we're gonna have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh, oh my god. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine to me, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh. And if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah. It is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of, like, one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his Jesus penis, which does God. Resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
That's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy! Headbutt!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Gutter.
And I'm just going to do a classic face danger.
Uh-oh.
So that is a weak hit. So I succeed, but not without a cost. Make a suffer move. I think because she's using both of her physical body and her power, she is draining herself physically and mentally. So her spirit is going to go down.
That makes sense to me.
And I'm going to mark progress. But I think because it says I succeeded, I think she is able to, she slams through the door and there's a huge dent and just enough space for her to get through, and Dex jumps through as well. And you can hear it. You could see it. There are some blues that are like down the hall that are kind of stuck. Just watching in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And she is... I mean, this is just step one. This is just to get out of your sector.
Mm-hmm.
In this hall.
Yeah, you're getting to the elevator. Yeah, you have to get to the elevator and then out the main
way. Yes. So now she's like rushing and like she's trying for the elevator. And then... Damn it! It's locked.
Mm-hmm. Celine, do you feel like talking?
She's just looking left and right, trying to get out of here.
You know, I truly wished, and still do, that you'd be more open-minded than Mother. And that's what made you better than her.
Are you talking, like, through comms, or...?
Yeah, he's talking through the comms. Because the comm to you, this is the personal comm. You are wearing you're wearing his tech, so he has a way to communicate with you.
I think if there's some type of earpiece that she has in... For the comms, for how you're communicating, if you're watching, if there's any way you can watch her through like cameras or anything,
through his eye has access to this whole building.
You see her. She takes the earpiece out of her ear, slams it on the ground, and then crushes it with her foot.
Dorian looks to Icarus. You're gonna have to drive.
And just like an angry lion or tiger, she has her hands on her hips, and she's like stalking back and forth, and you could see her just like trying to think of something. She's looking down the hallway to see if there's a staircase.
How long do we think it would take Venture to get over to the Blue District?
Venture's pretty quick, probably 10 minutes.
Okay, so I have to secure you for 10 minutes. Okay.
She's looking for the emergency stair exit.
Okay.
So.
I think what might work here is, honestly, it's
the only way you're going to have to get her. You are going to have to like knock her out.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I think Dorian's going to try to override the secure, like, some of the tech in the room to expand beyond his lab to see if he can, like, cut the lights, turn on the emergency showers, and, like, try to slow you down. And I think that's a face danger because I would be putting my, you know, I'm essentially attaching myself to the network.
Okay.
So we're going to face danger. That is a strong hit.
Okay. Nice.
He takes his hand, he puts it into the intercom. His little crab, Ajax, crawls back up on his shoulder while Icarus is preparing to, like, open up the windows for the Venture to kind of sit to the side of the building. And he sees, he, like, looks through the grid. He can kind of see digitally in digital space where you are pacing back and forth, knowing that you're just around the corner from the emergency exit. He snaps his fingers and the lights go out in the entire building. It shuts down as if it's lost complete power. And the sprays begin spraying cold water down as if there was a fire. And that causes a lockdown on all the emergency exits.
I think that's progress as well.
I would say that's progress because that should slow you down at least a little bit.
Yeah, she says, water will not slow me down. I haven't done this move yet, but I'm also going to check my gear. See if I have anything that would be helpful for me. I'm thinking, does she have anything that's like, she have like a little toolkit, you know?
A multi-tool?
Yeah, a little multi-tool kit, some type of tech kit. It's not her area of expertise, but
another,
like,
thing,
you know,
Dorian probably gave her.
Yeah, she's not completely helpless.
Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, it's just roll plus supply.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weak hit. So I have it, but I got to choose one. I think sacrifice resources make sense.
Yeah.
So she is like, she's checking on her body and then, like, inside one of her pockets, she pulls out this kind of digital multi-tool. It still lights up. It's not connected to any of the grids here. And it's going to take time, but she goes to try to connect it to the
emergency
digital pad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the emergency panel that's connected to the stairway.
I think being one with the security network now, Dorian can see you, and you see one of the security cameras turns, and it does have a microphone capability.
I remember when I gave you that. Celine, this is not you. You're not thinking clearly.
She's going to use her power to break the security camera. And you just see it happen. Like, her hand goes up. The enormous amount of, like, wind and force push cracks it.
He activates on the digital panel you're working on. I'm not
this
finished
guy.
Talking to you. I can keep this up all night.
Can't break this one.
You break this, you're stuck in here, and I'm thinking you're running out of fuel. Celine.
I'll get out of here. I'm getting out of here one way or another.
And then what? You know where he is.
And then I'm finishing the mission. With or without you. Or maybe just without you, since I don't think you need to see the death of your best friend.
If you think he won't see you coming, you are sorely mistaken.
I'll be ready.
You're not even ready to drive.
I've been training my entire life for this. You think I'm not ready?
And you're willing to step on me to get to where you want to be.
You're willing to betray your creed for this friend?
It's more complicated than that. And you should know about complicated things, Celine. You hypocrite. You're going to lash out at me when you've been having your own breaking of creed that I have kept secret.
It's not the same, and you know it.
Regardless, we both have something that could ruin us.
She's going to try to open the door.
I would like
while
to roll
he's talking.
Okay, I would like to roll to compel.
Okay.
And this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Celine, if you try to leave without me, without speaking to me, I will expose it. There's more to this than you understand. And you just can sit and talk to me, brother to sister. We can come to an understanding. I don't know why Ross is doing this in this manner. Yes, We mused about ways that perhaps Reds could be looked upon less disdainfully. Yes, maybe we talked about a way where there could be more harmony between everything, so that everybody could benefit from the glory of Hyperion City and survive together. But I did not know he was going to do this. And I think if I can talk to him, we can avoid escalating this further. But if you aren't going to give me a chance to speak, I will throw a nightmare in your path. You taught me, and I think you remember, that you bring a gun to a negotiation.
Okay.
And that's my compel.
Okay.
Oh, I talk big game. I better not biff this. All right. A weak hit. I mean, I'll take the momentum. And I guess you can decide how Celine hears that based on weak hit.
Mm-hmm. I think all the possibilities are running through her head about her entire life blowing up. Whose situation is worse? She knows it's yours.
Yeah, you might be, like, scandally ruined. He'd be executed or exiled.
Mm. She says, where do you want to meet?
Come back to the lab.
I'm not going back to your damn lab.
Then go
we
to
will
the
talk.
Roof. Go to the roof,
we will
then.
Then let me up to the roof.
A light illuminates to the elevator. And we can see, like, that opens. You can see the open, like, sky. And the green arrow pointing up.
Okay.
Dorian has a way to get
there.
You
can mark progress on the,
Yeah, I'd say so.
On a breakthrough?
Yeah. I'd say that counts.
I think it does. Celine walks to the elevator. Dex is following. And she makes her way up to the roof. Presses the little R button. I'm guessing Venture is already there.
Venture is there. It is just off the roof, like floating there, with Dorian in front, with Icarus, like floating over to the ship, and he's standing there with his jacket back on, and you can see the golden plate that's Ajax, that's like sitting there vigilant. His arms are folded. He's got a head wound from the impact from earlier, so there's a bit of streaks of dry blood down one side of his face, but he's standing there. Waiting for you.
You're in front of Venture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she makes her way over to Venture to walk up to you. If you threaten me again, I will end you. And then the entire Kelvaris family will be done. And then she's gonna walk into Venture.
Dorian sits there for a minute. A very painful minute. There are worse fates. And he turns and steps into Venture.
Thanks for listening to Iron Rising, a Starforge actual play. I'm Maya Wilson, and I've been Celine Kelvaris.
I'm Michael Gilbert, and I've been Dorian Kelvaris. And together, we bring the world of Hyperion City and the Law of Seven to life.
If you're enjoying the series, leave a review or comment wherever you listen. It helps more than you know.
We also have a companion blog for those who'd like to dive a little deeper into the Forge. All links are in the episode description.
And we'll catch you in the next one.